Audio Go presents The Folly, Book 4 in the Daughters of Manling series by N.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Ann Dorr. Chapter 1. Yet, why should they know their fate, since sorrow never comes too late, and happiness too swiftly flies? Thought would destroy their paradise. No more, where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise. Thomas Gray. Rachel walked slowly back to Brookfield House. It was a blustery spring day. Her muslin skirts blew about her body. She had been on a walk to Manling, her old family home, and it had distressed her to see it still lie empty and neglected. Her sister Abigail had promised her a season in London, but Rachel was reluctant to go. Like her five sisters, she had been obsessed with the idea of somehow regaining Manling, but she had persuaded herself that the stupid dream was long gone. It was only natural that she should want to see the great house she had once loved lived in again. Now three sisters were married and gone, and there was only she, herself, Belinda, and Lizzie left. They must, she reflected, be among the most highly educated females in the land, for their mother, Lady Beverley, still retained the services of an excellent governess, Miss Trumbull, although the girls had overgrown the services of one. Lady Beverley's real reason was that the governess miraculously knew how to soothe her frequent headaches and did not seem to notice on quarter day that her mistress had forgotten to pay her. Rachel entered the back garden of the house by a circuitous route. She did not want anyone to know she had gone out walking without a maid.